Good morning, everyone. My name is Hyojun Park, a doctoral candidate in the Department of Populational Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Today, I'm going to make a presentation on the research titled Effect of Potential Risk Factor on Child Growth and the Risk of Obesity During Early Childhood. I have no relationships to disclose. In the past several decades, obesity rate has more than doubled in children and quadrupled in adolescents, making childhood obesity as a huge public health problem. Obese children are more at increased risk of adult obesity and other associated health problems, including cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, certain types of cancers, and other chronic diseases, as compared to non-obese children. Previous studies have identified several risk factors for obesity at the various levels, including individual, household, and neighborhood levels, as well as at the various timing of life course, including prenatal, infancy, early childhood, and adulthood. Life course perspective refers to integrated perspective and paradigm that posit individual health outcomes as consequences of developmental processes that are affected by multiple determinants of health, intergenerational, and previous life experience across individuals' lifespan. This perspective has led many researchers to focus on upstream determinants covering prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal period, and the growth trajectory characterizing how individuals experience different patterns of growth over the life course. Unfortunately, the evidence, empirical evidence and resources are very limited in this area, mostly due to the lack of longitudinal data covering prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal period. Therefore, the objective of these studies is to determine the impact of various prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal risk factors on childhood growth and the risk of obesity during early childhood. Also, we determine if and to what extent fetal growth and duration of gestation mediate the effect of maternal characteristics on childhood obesity and on child growth. We utilized the data from early childhood longitudinal study first cohort, which was collected in 2001 to 2007. The CLSV is a nationally representative longitudinal data set covering detailed information on approximately 10,700 children's early life experience at birth, 9 months, 2 years, preschool, and kindergarten entry. The final study sample consists of 6,650 eligible infants after excluding infants with multiple births, infants whose gestational age less than 23 weeks or rather than 41 weeks, and infants whose BMI was biologically implausible value for age. As a measure of child growth, we utilize child BMI percentile and growth curve modeling and path analysis was utilized in the analysis. As an index for the risk of obesity, we utilized the child weight status classification and multinomial logistic regression was utilized in the analysis. We include several set of various risk factors which were identified as significant factors on childhood obesity, which include child characteristics, obstetric condition or outcomes, maternal characteristics, and household characteristics. First, we determine the impact of various prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal risk factors on child growth and the risk of obesity during childhood. In terms of prenatal risk factors, both maternal BMI before pregnancy and maternal weight gain during pregnancy has great impact on child growth and the risk of obesity. Infants will more likely grow faster or at increased risk of obesity if whose mother were overweight or obese before pregnancy. We also see a clear gradient in terms of child growth and risk of obesity for both maternal BMI before pregnancy and maternal weight gain during pregnancy. In terms of perinatal risk factors, infant growth status at birth, which was measured by gestational age and weight for gestational age, was significant impact on child growth and risk of obesity. Infants born preterm and small for gestational age will more likely experience delayed growth and decreased risk of obesity, while infants born term and large for gestational age will more likely experience accelerated growth and increased risk of obesity as compared to infants who were born at term and appropriate weight for gestational age. Also, we find a clear gradient of child growth and risk of obesity exists given infant growth status at birth. When it comes to postnatal risk factors, infants who were breastfed up to 9 months have decreased risk of obesity risk, and while infants who consume soda once a day and more, or fast food, have increased risk of obesity during early childhood. We also find a clear gradient of the risk of being obese in terms of consumption of soda and fast food. Now let's examine the pathway among prenatal and perinatal factor on child growth and the risk of childhood obesity. Using PAPS model, we examine how prenatal and perinatal factors affect child growth. As one of possible examples, we use the maternal weight gain during pregnancy and infant growth status at birth as an example of prenatal and perinatal factors, respectively. Given the fact that all direct and indirect pathways were statistically significant, first, we can observe that both prenatal and perinatal factors independently affect child growth. Secondly, we can also observe that prenatal factor on child growth was mediated by perinatal factors. The PAPS model implies that there are distinct factors behind the proximal factors, which are directly and indirectly associated with child growth. This finding opens the potential chain effect of risk factors on obesity during early childhood. In summary, we have identified a set of prenatal, perinatal, and postnatal risk factors influencing child growth or the risk of obesity during early childhood. These factors may include, but not limited to, maternal BMI before pregnancy, maternal weight gain during pregnancy, infant growth status, breastfeeding, and taking soda or fast food. We also shown that the perinatal factor mediates the impact of the prenatal factor. In other words, it is very important to identify proximal factors on child growth. But you can do better by assessing distal factor behind them. This way, we may be able to better understand the pathways to child growth and make better interventions at various time points during life course to curb childhood obesity. So current strategy for prevention of child obesity has mostly focused on balanced eating behavior and physical activity that directly assess energy intake and expenditure of each individual. However, the comprehensive understanding of childhood obesity epidemic cannot be achieved without consideration of upstream factors and their mechanism. This study provides empirical evidence to better understand child obesity, which can be used to prioritize and evaluate expected benefits from the policy interventions. We might need more research that supports existing interventions, help to create new interventions, and evaluate the effect of the interventions. This concludes my presentation today. Thanks for listening, and please feel free to contact me. Please raise your hands if you have any questions. Any questions? Yes, please. So the top question is asking about, when I told you child growth trajectory, actually my presentation does not make a clear point how I measure the change of trajectory. Instead, I may misrepresent that I'm using the BMI percentile as the latest assessment time. But because I used several analyses for that, the first analysis is let me say this one. So I used growth curve modeling that measured the change of BMI during a study period. So the dependent variable itself is the BMI change, and the impact of the change of individual factors may be assessed as a change of the BMI percentile. So I didn't assess the actual timing point of rebound or a certain time of milestone of ages, because that way is kind of tautological approach to explain the change with BMI percentile to the change of BMI percentile during childhood. So instead of applying that kind of approach, I utilize the growth curve modeling that plug in those changes as a dependent variable and use the change of independent variable as independent variable to explain it. Does it answer your question? Any other questions, please? Yes, please. Right. Yeah, this analysis was adjusted for a set of risk factors. And interestingly, socioeconomic factor of the family does not affect child growth or the risk of obesity given this study period. So we have several explanations why socioeconomic factor does not have any impact on child growth or the risk of obesity. The first explanation would be this covers only 5 to 7 or 8 years of child growth, which means the impact of adverse or disadvantaged socioeconomic factor may have no time to affect their own effect. But secondly, it's about childhood obesity, which means the socioeconomic factor itself may have less important factor given this time period. In the life course perspective, we think about how impact emerge themselves as a chain effect, or if there is any critical period exist. So if this is early childhood period is not a critical period that affected by socioeconomic status, that would be one potential explanation, but this explanation may require additional analysis and evidence that support ideas. Yes, please. Yes, I use the CDC, 2002 CDC categorization, CDC growth chart and the categorizations by sex. So would you please repeat the second question? Oh yeah. Definitely, yeah. He's asking about maybe a measure of BMI may not the proper measure for the body fat or the risk of actual obesity. We use BMI based on weight and height calculation, but that does not reflect the internal body mass weight itself. So the future study should utilize that information if available. But the current problem is at the population level, that representative of the United States and covering the long period of time, that it may take a lot of time to gathering that kind of data, even though it's more accurate and more appropriate to measure BMI as a measure for the risk of obesity. Thank you for the question. So CDC growth chart provide the growth curve at each age, and the definition of childhood obesity or at risk of obesity was defined 85th percentile in each age group. Right. So I adjusted for the assessment time at age. Soda, taking soda and fast food. So, yeah. So this longitude. So the age of this data covers up to 8 years. It depends on each individual who may exhibit or who may be collected at the assessment, like the latest assessment time for BMI percentile. So in this case, in first wave, we usually indicate around the entry of kindergarten. So there is a clear temporality that explain this fast food or consumption of soda or breastfeeding that explains the later status of BMI status in, given the wage, given age categorization. Does it make sense? Maybe I can answer separately. Okay. Thank you for listening.